We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, April 3rd, 2026. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. First, the United Nations Security Council is set to vote today on a proposal from Bahrain, which would allow countries to use, quote, all defensive means necessary to gain passage through the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz is a key oil shipping passageway between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, and Iran has closed the strait due to the Middle East war. Next, President Donald Trump announced Thursday that Attorney General Pam Bondi will be leaving her position. Bondi is set to begin a new role in the private sector, and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will take over her position. In Wuhan, China, more than 100 Apollo Go robo-taxis experienced an outage Tuesday due to a, quote, system failure. The outage has sparked debate over robo-taxi safety. Next, Burkina Faso's military president Ibrahim Traoré said that democracy is, quote, not for us, in an interview on Thursday. Traoré came to power in a 2022 coup, and his rule has been extended to 2029, despite plans for a transition to democracy previously slated for 2024. Lastly, the astronauts on the Artemis II mission are on track to travel the farthest into space of any humans. They left Earth's orbit Thursday and plan to travel 4,000 miles beyond the moon before returning. Moving to local news, while the Illinois men's basketball team takes on UConn in the Final Four, the city of Champaign will be implementing emergency orders on alcohol sales tomorrow. In a statement released yesterday, Jeff Hamilton, the deputy liquor commissioner of Champaign, announced that alcohol sales will be limited around campus to ensure safe celebrations. The emergency orders state that businesses around campus are required to serve alcoholic beverages in plastic, paper, or aluminum containers between the hours of 3 p.m. tomorrow and 2:30 a.m. Sunday. Beverages will not be sold in glass bottles and containers, as they could pose safety risks if broken in a crowded area. The orders will also restrict the sale of packaged liquor, cocktails to go, and the delivery of alcohol across campus between the hours of 6:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. tomorrow. To ensure further public safety, local law enforcement will have an increased presence in the campus town area. Should the Illini advance to the championship game on Monday, similar restrictions will be implemented. In sports, with their momentum tested and stakes at their highest, the Illinois men's wheelchair basketball team has begun the National Wheelchair Basketball Association Championship Series, looking to prove it can contend with the nation's best teams. Illinois entered the tournament with a 6-8 record for the season and a 5th-place seed out of 12 teams. Their ability to rebound from adversity has been demonstrated, however, making a considerable comeback after starting the season with a 5-game losing streak. Tournament play started on Wednesday. The Fighting Illini scored a divisive win against the Wolverines, scoring 85-15. They followed up yesterday with a 66-53 win against UT Arlington's Mavericks, advancing the Illini to the Final Four. The question is now whether Illinois can rise to the occasion. Despite an average season, Illinois remains a worthy competitor with a strong program behind them. If they can tighten their play and deliver under pressure, the Fighting Illini have the potential to make a deep run and reassert themselves among the nation's elite teams of the NWBA. And finally, a less-than-super movie review from WPGU News correspondent Nick Rocho. The Super Mario Galaxy movie is finally out, 3 years after the release of the first film adaptation of Nintendo's titular plumber. However, it seems as if Mario ended up in a sewage pipe this time around, as the movie fails to capture any semblance of what made the first movie watchable. It's a shame, since the movie is supposedly based on two of Mario's most popular titles, but this film seems like it wants to simply jingle keys in audiences' faces rather than tell a cohesive narrative. While the movie does keep the ball rolling nonstop, there's little to no space for the characters to breathe and especially get developed. Fans will have to wait and see if the eventual third film improves on this entry's shortcomings, but until then, maybe stick to the games. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Emma White, Katie Wilhite, and Nick Rocho. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.